Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Monday, October 25th, 2021. Be still. Today's devotion was written by Dr. Carol Geisler. Our text for today is Psalm 46, verses 9 through 11. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. During his earthly ministry, the Son of God commanded the wind and the waves, "Peace, be still." The storm obeyed its master. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. In our psalm, God demands that the warring nations end their ceaseless striving and acknowledge his lordship. Be still and know that I am God. We do not know why God permits the war and suffering to continue. Those answers are hidden from us. We see nations rage and kingdoms rise and fall. But it is God who makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. Nations and their rulers desire earthly power. They are willing to fight and kill for it, not knowing or acknowledging the power of the God who alone makes nations great. And he destroys them, he enlarges nations, and he leads them away. God lays claim to the majesty and power that are his alone. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The God who will be exalted among the nations loves the people of all nations. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The Son of God, who commanded the wind and the waves to cease their striving, did nothing to stop the violence done to himself. Jesus was betrayed, arrested, condemned to death, and nailed to a cross. Yet there on the cross as a weak and helpless victim, Jesus was at war with the forces of evil, striving against sin, death, and Satan, fighting to bring forgiveness of sins and eternal peace to a warring world. When the sun fell silent in death, the battle appeared to be lost. Jesus' body was taken down from the cross and buried. But on the first Easter morning, the divine victim was revealed as victor. By his death and resurrection, Jesus Christ conquered every foe, crushing the power of sin, death, and the devil. The risen and victorious Savior was raised to the right hand of the Father to reign over all things. The exalted Lord of all nations sends his disciples out among those nations with the good news of peace and forgiveness granted through faith in his name. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. The Lord of hosts is with us. We pray. Exalted Lord, bid the warring nations to be still, and grant to them the peace found only through faith in Jesus. Amen.